Dude, did you drop another bomb in the bathroom?
Yes, I did, actually.
Jesus Christ, man. It's like World War III in Ryan's pants.
Yeah, I tried, to spare y'all. I tried.
My parents were amazed by that giant pizza box, by the way.
Yeah. And it was good pizza.
I could see your parents talking about that for days.
They liked it. Yeah. I love that place.
In order to talk to
Do you have your fan on?
No.
Okay. It'll only take me a second. I have to pee, too, after you're back. I was just... No, go ahead. I want you to tell me if it still stinks or not.
Y'all are haters.
I still love you.
So, Herb, did you hear the show that we weren't on?
No, not yet.
Oh. He doesn't listen to the shows if he's not on.
I understand.
Did she tell you about that?
I was actually going to say something, but now it's too late. Thanks.
Sorry.
That's something I planned.
Don't worry, I forgot about it anyway. But I thought about it today. Are you eating cereal?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Don't drag everything with you.
I'm not going to.
It sounds like delicious. What kind of cereal?
Same as I was eating last time.
What kind was that?
Marshmallow Magic.
Oh.
Lucky Charms knockoff.
Or no, it's Marshmallow Mateys.
Ooh!
Marshmallow Mateys.
It's pirate.
Yar! Kitties, the marshmallows! Hell yeah!
Misty's eating her watermelon.
Oh, hook it up, dog. I want some more watermelon.
Is it okay in there? Okay. Be right back, I gotta pee too. Oh, yesterday, Ryan? Or when we record, Sunday? I was you. I was like, I gotta fucking go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I remember. The show ended abruptly.
Yeah,
it did.
It was like, okay, I gotta go piss. And that was it.
You guys can talk if you want to.
And we couldn't.
I don't know if you did. I guess you meant you guys could talk to each other if you wanted to.
Yeah, because we called you shortly afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
So we continued to talk.
Yeah, I remember being called.
I heart watermelon.
Mario. The old black woman inside me loves his watermelons.
What is he doing?
Who, Herb?
Yeah.
He's eating cereal.
That is some loud cereal.
Cereal's a loud food.
Yeah, it is.
Because there's both crunch and slurp.
What kind of cereal are you eating?
Dude, and like Klain, like.
Yeah.
Lucky Charms knockoff.
Yeah, ooh. It's all the loudest parts of eating in one bowl.
No, there's a whole thing of it here. So.
Oh, by the way, Ryan.
Oh.
We have a sweet season's watermelon.
Oh my God, really? Mm-hmm. Why did you not tell me until now?
Because I bought it for my mom's birthday yesterday and she didn't eat any.
Oh, I forgot to tell your mom happy birthday.
I told her happy birthday.
61 years old.
I've only met my mom twice.
Are you done eating?
I live with her.
I live in a shed.
Herb.
What's up?
Are you done eating yet?
No, but we can keep going.
Yeah, she's really 61 years old.
That's crazy.
My mom's 40.
My dad will be 62 next month.
What year is this?
2007.
My mom is 49. Or turning 40.
Wow. Your mom's older than my mom.
My mom can kick your mom's ass.
No, my mom's a redhead.
No, my mom's a bodybuilder.
Was your mom really?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
My mom's from the fucking mountains of West Virginia and will beat your ass.
Well, then yes, she can.
Well, not West Virginia. Virginia, excuse me. 16. She just turned 17.
Oh, speaking of West Virginia, my uncle's down or whatever, he always tells us stories about when they were kids or whatever, because my mom apparently is not very good at telling stories. But he was talking about how these kids lived down the street, and one of them had polio, and the other one had, like, epilepsy, and then the other one had something else, and they had something wrong with them. And one of them had, like, an epileptic seizure and fell in the ice, and, like, fell through the ice and fell in, like, the freezing water, and he, like, pulled the kid out, and the kid's mom was like, what the fuck did you do that for?
Yeah.
They thought, she put him down in there?
No.
Over.
No, she was like, why the fuck
did you, why'd you save him?
Yeah, aww, I said all that with awful. A mic right in front of my
but,
face.
But I was like, where the fuck were you in West Virginia? And he's like, well, we're in Western Virginia.
Oh, that's we in West Virginia. Southwestern Virginia.
Your mom's Southwestern Virginia. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Actually, it is.
Okay, so are we ready?
I was like, so. Oh,
we've actually been recording for about 5 minutes now.
So you got me like,
do you have any listeners
fat asses?
in West Virginia?
He's been recording?
I don't know.
Recording.
I've been
you
recording.
Don't anymore.
Oh.
And if you,
you
do.
Are sneaky.
I know. That's when you get the best conversations. Anyway, you're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 95. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Ryan.
This is Stephanie.
And this is Misty.
Dude, it's 94.
It's no, we did 94 yesterday.
Yeah, that's true.
See this.
If somebody wouldn't have been busy, they would have known. So anyway, yeah, Xavier, one of the listeners, text messaged me today and said the last show was just too full of estrogen.
Well,
basically, he likes me.
Oh, or Ryan.
Yeah, me and Herb, we man it up
us.
Here.
That's a time zone diss.
Y'all are women, folk.
So?
No, that is not a diss to call women folk women folk.
No,
listen,
he said
Misty,
he only like he likes me.
Listen, Misty.
He just likes me, I believe.
Yeah, it's actually what he said.
Boys.
No, what? No.
Penises.
Nope, zip it.
And girls have.
Wait, what about penises?
Vaginas.
Oh, whatever. I'm not a kindergartner in Kindergarten Cop.
It's not the tumor.
So, yeah. So the last show, I don't know. I haven't had very many people respond back to it yet. So, but Missy does have something. Somebody contacted her, that bitch.
I'm sorry.
I hate her. Do you want to talk about it?
Sure. I don't know who he is, so if you're listening, I probably should have asked you who you were. Like, where you're from. But I received an email. Yay. I got an email.
Kiss my ass.
And you know what he titled the email in
what?
The subject? Foul Monkey
Sex
Love.
Sex Goddess.
Foul Monkey Love?
Yes.
Aww.
Sex Goddess would have been better.
I hope he doesn't mind that I mention it.
No, oh, then he wouldn't have emailed you.
I guess that's true.
And even if he did, too bad.
It's too late now.
You have to expect it with us, though.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, this is what the email said. This is James from Landcast, and I wanted to say that I enjoy listening to you on the podcast. I do have one question. What is your favorite infomercial? Thanks.
So sure. Did he just mean you or everyone?
I don't know. He emailed me.
So I want to make sure, is this Landcast, the podcast about gaming? Is that, I mean, respond
I
back to us and let us know.
I don't. Yeah, please.
Because we don't know what Landcast is. But how did you find Foul Monkeys? We need to know that too.
Yeah.
So go ahead, answer your question.
I bet they're the inner
I emailed
tubes.
Him back mm-hmm. regarding his question of favorite infomercial.
Your
and what I wrote was, hello, someone finally emailed me, yay. I don't think I've ever been asked about my favorite infomercial. I have put much thought into this, and after hours of inner turmoil. Okay,
don't
not really
girls
about 5
wild.
Minutes. No.
Good.
I would say whoa, anything with minutes. Ron Papil. Ron can make you believe that you cannot live without one of his products.
Is that the guy that says just set it and forget it?
No. Yes.
Wait, yeah, he is.
He is says that
it.
Too?
Yeah, he does the set it and forget it.
Oh, because his really big line is, but wait, there's more.
Yeah.
Oh.
The OxyClean guy?
Dude, Ron Papil, so fucking famous Weird Al did a song.
He's the guy that did the food dehydrator
Mr.
and like the
Papil,
rotisserie thing.
I don't remember that guy.
Need your
just
said
it.
Ron Papil's been around since like the 60s.
Help me
wow.
make my vinyl
but
car
what's funny
top
is I actually
like
got the food
Mr.
dehydrator.
Papil, tell me.
But one of the little layers where you dehydrate
her.
The food.
We had a complaint about that. Well, talking over one
they
another.
They obviously have never listened to the show before.
I ended up in my fish tank.
My favorite infomercial is motherfucking Matthew Lesko. You get the Riddler-looking guy who looks like a Redenbacher, and he's like,
yeah.
He's like, the guardian of the government just read my book!
The government will give you a blowjob free!
Yeah, I know.
It's like, just buy my product, the Telemarketer 2000. It'll give you personal information about the people you're calling. Ah!
Yeah, that guy is insane.
And he has like that Riddler outfit, and he looks like, you know, like Orville Redenbacher's like great grandson or something.
Yeah. Speaking of Orville,
it's fucking weird, that
guy,
man.
Have you seen the new commercials with the guy?
Yeah, those are horrible.
Exactly like him.
Those are horrible.
I thought that, it was him, but they like redid stuff.
No, they redid a mask or something.
Dude, it's just like those DirecTV commercials where they go into like old movies and like insert DirecTV advertisement here. Like in American Pie.
Those are totally lame.
Yeah. They're retarded. And, you know, Back to the Future and whatever that baseball movie is with Charlie Sheen. Yeah. Yeah, that's horrible. How dare you go back? That's like doing prequels.
Is that me? I don't know.
Yeah, don't do that because
I was just touching this thing that's not plugged into anything whatsoever.
Yeah, but when you put it close to the see,
I'm not moving.
You can't do that.
Oh God,
I can't hear it.
Yeah, you can't hear it, but we can.
That didn't sound good. This is the episode where we all dropped acid.
That'd be awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, me either.
It's pretty sweet. So, okay, but I want to say a commercial thing too.
Okay.
My favorite infomercial is the Magic Bullet, and it's because
That thing's like a blender. That's
yeah,
it.
And here's why that's my favorite. Or I'm sorry, either that one or it's a mix up between that one and the one with Eric Estrada where he's advertising for Teleco Village, which is in Tennessee, and it's fucking hilarious. And the reason why those are my favorite is because as I was coming down off of mushrooms, I was watching them. And I'm going to tell you right now, mushrooms will help you see through the bullshit because the Magic Bullet commercial is like an hour and a half long, and they're like, it dices onions. You can make your own salsa. You can make omelets. And I'm like, yeah, pretty much anything you want chopped.
It does not dice onions.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't work at all. My mom bought
blender.
It.
I have.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah,
I've never even heard of it.
When I lived with,
it like chops up some of it, and then some of it's more chopped off than other parts.
When you lived with, the girl that lives behind you.
No,
Shannon.
I guess I could just say it.
She doesn't
matter.
Know how to use the internet.
And we don't say her last name. We don't. So,
dude, whatever. It's Foul Monkeys. Too bad.
But
we don't get paid for this.
When I lived with her, she had one, and she always raved about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was gonna make a milkshake, and she's like, "Use it." And I was like, "This thing sucks."
Dude, because you want to chop milk? What the hell is that?
Yeah, your milk.
It's a little blender.
Yeah, but it's like
she was making a milkshake. She had to put ice cream in it.
It's bad.
Who's playing footsie with me?
Is that
you, Ryan?
No, I'm just sitting here. My foot has not moved at all.
I thought you were going to let Herb hit it first.
Oh, damn.
I already did, like, in September. Shit.
Oh.
All right, so I have something to talk about, and I would love Misty's input, because Misty and I think very much alike, and it's amazing, and I love it. So
why don't we just call this the fucking Herb and Misty fucking show?
Oh,
because you're hot and she's a girl.
Oh, okay.
See, there you go. It's a good reason.
Yeah. So, so I know these guys. This guy Jesse and his boyfriend John, who live in Texas.
Oh,
and
no. Here we go.
You're never gonna believe it, but they're losers. And how I know this is not because like. I just have, like, loser vision, which, you know, is usually clouded, and I can't see much past losers because they're everywhere. But, we were going to stay with these chaps in San Antonio just for, like, a couple hours, like,
when
take a nap.
When we go across the United States.
Right, and eat and whatnot, because from here to Houston is 16 hours, which, yeah, we could drive, but we figured, why not just stop in San Antonio and rest and, you know, why not? We don't have to rush.
Which is, like, 12 hours.
Right, so... I the other day, right before work, I was like, you know, I IM'd him, and I'm like, dude, so, you know, are we down? Is it cool? You know, are we going to stay there? You know, what do you think? Blah, blah, blah. So he already at one point said yes, like, you know, you guys can stay with us forever. And I already told him from the first day that I talked to him, like, he's an attractive guy. But I already told him, dude, if we're talking at all, like, you can send me pictures, you can tell me stuff. I don't care. You're hot, but I have a boyfriend, and I'm not in an open relationship, and he is. And he seems to think that he's, like, in some like beyond monogamy, you know, he's like far past it, like, you know, he's evolved beyond that form of relationship, and it's like, or you're just a slut who likes to say I have a boyfriend, basically.
I agree.
I'm not saying everybody's like that, because to me, it's like, whatever works for you works for you, so I'm not going to generalize, but these two guys, yeah. I guess they only mess around when they're with each other, but regardless, what I'm about to say will be like, you know, all of you will probably in unison think, slut.
Everyone will go,
slut. Right. Scandalous. So, we were going to stay with them, you know, just take a nap. We weren't even going to stay like a whole day. So, basically, I was like, no, so are we still down for this? You know, should I call you when we leave? You know, what's going on? And he's like, well, actually, you know, I spoke to my boyfriend, John, and he said that he said that he wasn't really interested in meeting up unless it was going to be a hookup, because he thought that's what it was originally.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, so you're saying that unless we have sex with you, we can't stay with you? and he's like, no, it's not an ultimatum, it's just his response. I'm like, dude, it's the same thing. He's not interested in meeting us unless we both have sex with both of them. So it's basically like, you can't stay with us unless you fuck us.
And this guy has never even met me. The one,
right, or even
wants
talked
to sleep with me, and like, wow. We're like
why can't we just, like, to me it's like, dude, why can't we just like get lunch and then, you know, like, I don't know, you know, sleep on the couch?
Why can't
I don't
just
know.
Be hospitable?
Right?
Yeah. Like, what happened to like somebody caring? What happened to, like, caring for, like, the weary traveler, you know what I mean? Like, back in the day when people would be traveling, like, people who don't even know each other. And, yeah, you know, you could use my room, whatever. You just help out other humans, you know? What the fuck? So, I was like, I'm going to talk about this on the show, because this guy's a loser. Loser! That's, like,
I can just
the
totally
stupidest
see
shit
you
I've ever
with,
heard.
Like, the L over your forehead?
Yeah. No. The gigantic, like, have you guys ever seen Kung Fu Hustle?
Yes.
Okay, like the gigantic palm at the end that smacks that guy into the ground. Yeah, but like a loser sign. Like, shut the fuck up, like, done forever, like, loser for life. You are forever done. So, and it sucks too, because he's like a pretty cool guy, but this was like, what are you talking about, dude? And I couldn't stop laughing, because it was like really funny. And
so
he's like, well,
we're driving straight through to Houston now.
Right, basically. Yeah, we were like, whatever.
All I'm going to say is, don't mess with Texas.
So anyway, you know, I wanted to, on the same subject, I wanted to talk about open relationships again, because, like I said, whatever works for you works for you. But there's like about three things that are like red flags that say your relationship is ill and you have problems. If you're in an open relationship, that's fine. If you're in a monogamous relationship, that's fine too. But number one, nobody needs to know about it, because it's nobody's business. So if you advertise it, you have a problem. Why do you need to tell everybody? Number two,
if with your
like,
Ryan. As if
right.
With your Ryan.
Well, he's just like, he's a swinger. That's different.
Ooh, swinger.
Yeah,
baby.
Number two, it's like, if dude, if an open relationship prevents you from having friends because it's like, it comes down to a whether we're going to have sex with them or not situation, that's a problem too. That's, like,
yeah,
ridiculous.
Yeah. If it comes down to whether we're going to have sex with
right, like, can't you just, like, have... Well, so I was like, dude, so we can't just, like, be friendly and, like, get food and stuff? He's like, well, you know, the boyfriend... So, it's like, it's either he's really whipped or they're both just sluts. It's one or the other.
Well, my thing with this whole situation is, how do they have normal relationships if they can't even just meet someone and, like, go have lunch or whatever and hang out? Whereas instead of doing that, they are basically being like, oh, you're not going to have sex with us, so we're not even going to give you the time.
Well, I don't, you know, that's what it seemed like in our situation, but I don't think that's how, I think what happened was Jesse somehow in his sick little head, like, convinced himself that I was going to have sex with him, even though I told him I wasn't. But, you know, he's a hot guy, and I'm not afraid to tell people when they're hot, so he takes that as, like, hidden signal bullshit, which, if you know me, I don't do that. So I guess he took that the wrong way, and he's like, you know, hey, John, check out this guy Herb and his boyfriend, you know. He says we're not going to have sex, but it's so going to happen, man. He's going to come over and we'll, like, woo him and shit. And, like, you know, we'll get them, like, drunk and shit. And then we'll, like, fuck the shit out of them and it'll be amazing. So then when, you know, we talked about it again and I reiterated, hey, there's no,
like,
sex.
I just imagine they're just, like, smoking a shitload of weed.
Or they live in a frat house.
Yeah, dude, we're going to totally fuck these guys. It's
yeah,
sweet.
It's like, come on, bro, man. It's gonna be like bro rape. Let's go, dude. Come on.
Oh my gosh, have you seen that thing?
Yeah,
on
yeah. Bro
YouTube?
Rape is hilarious.
I love it.
So, you know, I'm not gonna say these are horrible people. I'm not gonna say whatever. I'm just saying, based on this, they're losers, and I never want to know anybody like that. And I told him, I was like, okay, this is hilarious. He's like, why is it so funny? I'm like, because this is, like, an awesome example of why I always tell everybody I could never be in an open relationship. And he's like, why? And I was like, well, because I never want to have to get to this situation with my boyfriend. Like, well, should we have sex? Or can we do this? Or can we have that? It's like, it just wouldn't happen if we were just monogamous. You know what I mean?
Something you guys did.
I didn't do nothing. She just poked herself in the eye.
Something moved over here.
I didn't do it.
I didn't short in it.
Sorry. I'm just... I'm just sitting
It's no
here.
Problem. Are you still there, Herb?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We didn't mean to.
I'm waiting for you guys to show up.
Sorry, I was causing drama.
It's okay.
Missing
so basically, if you're in an open relationship or if you're in whatever kind of relationship, that's fine for you. But don't bring that bullshit into friendships or your outside life, because what you do in the bedroom is only your business, and I don't want to fucking hear about it.
Exactly.
There you go.
Right on.
And it shouldn't be, be like a status symbol. It shouldn't be something you advertise. I mean, it's like... What are they... I just don't understand what they get out of advertising it. Like, we're in an open relationship, man. We're cool. It's like, I don't have to tell everybody that, you know, I'm with Ricky.
You wouldn't... Are you going to be upset when you find that video of us on XTube?
What video, Ricky? I have no idea what you're talking about.
XTube, okay?
Oh, Misty. Misty, like, has, Misty has been enjoying the love of XTube.
And sharing it with others.
It's all right. It's cool,
look,
but...
a guy self-sucking is pretty amazing.
I will admit that it was very amazing, and I'm glad that you showed it to me, having never previously seen anybody self-suck before.
Yeah, I will say I've been enlightened.
It didn't look that fun.
No, the one that you watched did not look fun.
It just looked painful. Yeah.
Well, see, there's some of the guys that do it, and they're not, like, all, like, labored breathing or anything, and it's like, holy shit,
you've been doing that a while. Like rehearsal.
Yeah.
For the camera. What are you going to do? I'm going to go practice sucking my own dick.
That guy must walk around with a smile all day.
I can do something you can't do.
Like, you want to see something really cool?
I hate to smell
it. Like, hey, kids.
Oh,
you know?
Oh man.
Whoa. How would his breath be any different than yours?
Or mine.
Or any other gay guy or girl. Yeah.
I got the freshest breath.
But you know, if you can self-suck yourself, you'd be doing that shit all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but dude, once I'm in Florida, I'll be doing yours all the time. So I'll probably.
So
I'll probably
are you
have
saying
the,
you self-suck?
No.
Well, that watermelon was good. No,
I love that watermelon. It was seedless and delightful.
All right, what do we got next on the agenda? Misty's the agenda keeper.
I thought you wanted... Did you?
Hey, I had something else, too.
What? Oh, Herb, go ahead.
All right, so I am, like, the freaking master when it comes to not only being really thrifty, but finding good deals and making steals. And
being a video nerd.
No. I really I don't care to, like, rip off friends or people that I know, but companies, dude, fuck that bullshit. They rip people off left and right, and the only reason why it's not illegal is because nobody pays attention long
Lobbyists.
Enough to realize. Right. To realize that, you know,
capitalism.
Like the I mean half of it is kind of on video games, but half of it really isn't. Like, for instance, I just bought a Sega Dreamcast. It's $40, right? Fucking 3 years ago, it was like $25. And in Florida, they sell them for $60. So how the fuck is it that expensive? Bull fucking sugar. And when I try to trade mine in because it's... when I try to trade mine in because it's kind of broken, but it still works. Like, it works enough so that it'll pass their test and they'll take it from me. But I wouldn't sell it to a friend of mine because I know it's eventually not going to work. Guess how much they'll give me? $10. It's like, fuck you, man. Mine's probably a better condition than all that bullshit behind the counter. So, Walmart, I bought this, like, surround sound stereo RCA thing. Really nice stereo, whatever. The volume, it has this, like, blue light around the volume knob that looks really cool that burned out. And I was like, dude, I just bought this a couple months ago. I'm about to move. I'm not fucking losing my chance to return this shit when I can. So, stupid me, I didn't have the receipt or the box. But since I'm a Walmart employee...
You should keep the receipt for everything you buy and the box.
Hold on. The box is way too big. The receipt, I was like... Okay, well, anyway, because I'm a Walmart employee, they let me exchange it. But I made, like, the biggest steal of my life. I went in there, and the one I have is silver, and they don't make those anymore. Apparently, they're discontinued. So all they have now are the black ones, but the difference is that the black ones are 1,000 watts, and mine was only 720. So because I didn't have the box or the receipt, this old lady, like, didn't know what the difference was. So I took mine back, and after a lot of talking and finding the black one, because the electronics guy couldn't find it, and of course I saw it right on the shelf, because he was fat and retarded. and not in the attractive way. He was a very unattractive chub. But,
glad you made that clear for us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He was no Ricky. Ricky's, no way.
I'm not a chub.
Well, you're a pudgy, snap. Husky, cute guy. There you go.
Thank you.
And you're hot. Shut up. So she let me, like, completely unknowingly to herself, she let me exchange my stereo without a box or a receipt for a 1,000-watt stereo system brand new. And now it's already in a box because I just bought it, so now I don't have to pack it. Now I'm ready to take it to Florida. So I made, like, the biggest deal ever. The other thing I realized was when I got home, I forgot to... There's, like, 5 speakers and then the stereo, like, the main system and then a subwoofer. And I got home and I realized that I forgot to give her the subwoofer and put it in the bag. So now I have an extra one. Yeah!
You ripped off the company that you work for.
What a dumb bitch, though. I was like, aren't you going to look in the bag to, like, make sure there's everything? And she's like, it's a discontinued item, whatever! And it's like, well, I just stole, like, $40 from you, bitch. So, anyway, I feel good about that because I feel like companies like Walmart rip everybody off every day, and nobody...
Shystered
them. Yeah, so I shysted that shit.
Which, by the way, Walmart is very upset with their profits. They only gained 8%, so after they paid all their bills, the employees and all that stuff, they only made $3.8 billion last quarter.
Yeah, only
those.
But their stock doesn't move at all.
Too bad for them.
I bought that stock for 2 years. You know how much money I made on it? Not a fucking dime.
I know, because they give it to all their owners of the company. Anyway, let's go, Misty. What's next?
Was there anything else you wanted?
Oh, I just want to say, hello to Rachel and Rhetoric on MySpace. Thank you for adding us,
Rachel,
as your
neighbor
friend.
Girl. True that.
I was neighbor girl.
Yeah.
Well, don't sound so fucking excited, Ryan.
What? I don't know.
I need a little bit more excitement in your voice.
Oh my god, neighbor girl?
Yeah.
Holy
dude, you gotta talk like
fucking shit.
You gotta talk like Matthew Lesko, man.
I can't.
Oh, aww.
Sad. We had sad Z's face.
You gotta give me something to say, and then I can do it, but off the top of my head, it's kind of hard.
No, that's all for me.
That's how voices are, though. Like, accents, it's hard for me to, like, just come up with shit. It has to be, like,
yeah,
you know, a phrase or something that's already been said. Like, it's a tumor! You know, like, it's not a tumor!
Ah, oh, stop hitting me with that broom!
Yeah.
Oh my
exactly.
God. He cracked us up so bad yesterday.
I don't know what I said, though.
You were talking.
We're driving in the car.
It was fucking
And I was talking about how I can't do very many accents, and two of my best accents are Mexican and French, and how I could just be by myself and reenact the Cinco de Mayo thing. Like, you'd be like, hey, man, we want our independence or something. And then the French would be all like, no, you cannot have it.
He went on, though, for like 5 minutes.
Dude, this is really random.
We will get some Mercedes and some guys, and we will all get in a truck, and then we'll have another, like, 14 guys in a Pinto, and then we will come, and we will tear your shit up, man.
Dude, do you watch
You cannot
movies?
Stop us, we are the French army.
Dude, do you watch home movies?
Like the show?
Yeah, like the cartoon.
I've seen it a few times. Like, I don't watch it, like, religiously.
Okay, well, that's it's a good show. It's not like
funny.
It's not hysterically funny, but it's funny because it's all improv. Like, none of it's scripted. So, well, there's this one where they do, like, I don't know, the main character does, like, this like, reenactment of, like, Louis Braille and Louis Pasteur, you know, like, as if they met each other because one invented Braille and one invented pasteurization, and he does this, like, horrible French accent, and it sounds exactly like what you just said, and it was really funny. Yeah.
That's all I can do.
Oh, speaking of funny French things, if I don't know if you've seen Spider-Man 3 or not yet, Bruce Campbell's a Frenchman in it, and how fucking hilarious would the Evil Dead series have been if Bruce Campbell was French?
Bruce Campbell?
He's the guy that invented Evil Dead.
What character is he in there?
He's the main character.
Yeah, he's the main guy. Dude, don't feel bad because it's not that good of a movie, really. It's
this
just, like,
is my stickle boom.
No, it's a cult. Look.
I am chopping off my arm, and now it is a chainsaw.
Dude, Bruce. No. Evil Dead is classic,
what
but it's classic
about
like
all these zombies.
He's a French guy in Spider-Man 3, apparently.
Yeah, he's like in Spider-Man 3, he's like a hostess or something. I was like, is that fucking Bruce Campbell being a Frenchman? And then we found out, yeah, it's Bruce Campbell. And I just thought about him and Evil Dead being like, oh, there's zombies everywhere.
The Necronomicon.
So we were talking about religion just a second ago. One of my most favorite people died the other day.
Jerry
Falwell. I have no idea.
Jerry Falwell. That's okay. Misty likes to steal my thunder. Obviously, she's stealing my podcast, too.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
not
why they call
your podcast.
That's why they call
it's
her Misty Thunder.
Bitch.
Yeah, pretty soon she'll be stealing your man.
Oh,
Misty.
No, I got the wrong equipment for that. But they do make strap-ons.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you'll
I don't
have
mind
like
that.
Half the wrong equipment for that. So, or like a third of it.
Wait,
did you
what?
Just
what
say you don't mind
fuck?
That?
What the fuck? There's like ants like all over my desk, and there's no food here.
Just
what
one
the
thing
fuck?
You're lacking.
What? Oh, the penis.
Yeah, that's it. You got the other two.
Strap on.
Yeah. So
and a butt.
Yeah, she has butt and
I
mouth.
I hope I have a butt.
Dude, the other day, my best friend and I.
I don't have a butt.
Yeah, right. You dropped it off in my bathroom.
Dude, the other day, my friend and I were watching Jackass 2, and we watched the part with the old man balls like 50 times in a row.
Oh my god, that is
so
funny.
We just kept like, we just kept overdoing it and overdoing it, because the song that they play in the background is like this horrible song that my friend Nick is like, he actually like really...
Are you going to make fun of the Peaches song?
Are
you going to do
it?
What song
is it? It's not Peaches, is it? I thought it was VIP.
I don't know.
It's like one of those. It's like one of those horrible bands that's like a guy and a girl and a Casio keyboard, and they sing about gay, ridiculously like disgusting lyrics. And it's like, what the fuck does this have to do with anything? And my friend, it's like gay club music for like really faggy fags.
Is it?
And my friend,
the lyrics go sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time.
Yes, exactly. and she's like, fuck the pain away.
Yeah.
Fuck the pain away. And it's so bad. It's like the worst song ever. It's funny in the movie because he's like singing it and he's all stretching all over the place with his man balls. But it's like, dude, it's so bad. Like
female balls?
It's funny. Dude, it's funny like in a novelty aspect. Like, wow, that was really funny in that skit. But my friend Nick like listens to this music like, he bumps this in his car like it's amazing and blasts it with a shitty-ass stereo. And, like, I'm like, dude, you're gonna get shot. He's like, what the hell, man? I can be gay. I can be, like, open if I want to. I don't fucking care, motherfucker. And I'm like, yeah, but, dude, but, like, black guy off the street hearing sucking on my titties is gonna, like, blow your face away. What the fuck? No, but it's just, like, all of his music that he listens to is just like that. It's all, like, overly exaggeratory, very disgusting, very, like, transsexual, like,
Lord
beyond... It's, like, gross as fuck. It's so disgusting. Like we had a song on Foul Monkeys. I don't know how long ago, but that Dig It song, remember, Ricky?
Yeah.
The one that was like, ooh, I dig it! Yeah. That's, like, the grossest fucking song I've ever heard in my life. He's, like...
Talking
he's like
girls and stuff.
He's, like... No, it's not a girl. It's one guy that does the whole song, and then he, like, speeds up his voice to make him sound like a transvestite. and he like meets her at a bar, and they have like crazy like sucking on my toes like crack sex. It's like, what?
I've never heard that song.
She's like, I love it when you, or she's like, I dig it when you lick my cunt. And he's like, and I dig it when you're smoking on my tits like blunts. And it's like, what? What? It's so horrible. It's like the worst music ever. I mean, it's funny for like 2 seconds, but it's like, I can't see anybody actually listening to this. You know what I mean? But anyway, yeah, we watched that part like 50 times in a row, and the part where he's dancing and he's like singing and the balls are swinging in front of his face is like the funniest thing.
I like the part where the dog is licking him.
Yes, me too.
And that guy like sees hilarious. Them.
So what do we got next on the list, really Miss Day?
Mister.
So, New Jersey's Mister. On fire now.
Mister.
And
when isn't New Jersey on fire? Maybe it'll burn some of the trash. Gross away.
Let Misty do the news.
Read your news, Misty.
Do we need a news song?
She does not look
yeah, we do.
Ryan, she had to do... Did you hear your first note? Would you rather?
Yeah, I totally pwn.
So, Misty, do you want to do a news song? Do you want to do a new song? So.
Do a song for the news.
Come on, just bring it up. Do it.
Just let it flow, Misty.
Do
it. You want me to bust a beat?
What would I call it? I don't even know what I'd call it.
In the news, something like that.
Make it sound all professional but sexy.
Do it. How about I just say what's on my mind and I'll think about it later.
Aww. Yeah, dude, no. When
it's
I move there,
for news with Misty.
No.
We can do those little like those sound drafts like once I'm there.
Yeah, we can all be in the same room. But I want to hear Misty sing.
Come on, Misty, sing us a song.
You know you can sing. You sang before at the introduction of one of the shows.
Just be like, bah, bah, bah,
just sing like bah, bah, sucking on my titties like you wanted it. Yeah.
All the time.
That song is so gross. Right, hey, Ricky, do you still have that Dig It song?
No.
Excuse me.
Okay, I need to send it to you and Stephanie or Steffi or whoever. Because I can't tell the difference between you two. Still.
And we do not sound alike.
Yeah.
All yeah, but you both are girls, like so it's you. Like all girls answer the phone the same way. Have you ever noticed this? It's not hello like a statement. It's hello like a question. It's like hello
because you're wondering who's calling. It's
yeah. No. But it's always like
question. I'm like
it's always like
this.
Right. No. But it's always like waiting to get raped. Hello. You know, like horror movie. Hello. Like you know the guy's ding, like ding. The guy's like.
It's foul monkey.
and women are like,
he's totally awesome
hello. It's like it's
all
always
right,
saying
let's
hello.
Let Misty go.
Yeah, it's Misty's news time.
Misty's dying here.
Oh, dying of laughter.
So New Jersey's on fire, huh, Misty? Tell us about it.
Well, actually, what makes this kind of funny? Well, first of all,
it's New Jersey,
like 20 square miles. Damn. Very authoritative. So apparently 20 square miles have burned, and I don't know
that's
if anybody
all?
Realizes that that's all. There's 640
square
acres
miles.
In a square mile.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm not a mathematician.
The geometry, motherfucker.
So it's like 12,800.
20 miles is like from here to Winter Haven, right?
Basically.
Would have been burned.
Okay.
It's like a lot.
Sorry.
But anyway... The reason why all this acreage burnt is because a military jet dropped a flare on a bombing range, and it caused, like, you know, a little fire started, of course. Uh-huh. And because it's so dry, some of the sparks caused brush and a pine forest to burn down.
Dude, they don't know nothing about dry in New Jersey.
What happened to him?
Fuck.
He's, like, all quiet now.
Yeah, I can barely hear him now. Maybe he backed away.
I can't hear you.
What, me?
Yeah, get closer to the mic.
Okay, hey.
That was weird.
That one's the one that made the noise. Don't touch that one.
All right, I don't
or
know what
I'll
happened.
Trip on LSD again.
But anyway, it's just interesting how it's like 12,000 acres that have burned in New Jersey, and it's their fault.
What they do?
The government's, and they're not going to help.
Yeah.
Help. They're not
they dropped a military flare on a bombing range, like
testing or whatever. And they know it's been dry. It's been dry up there just like it has been in the South. And instead of taking precautions just in case something like that happens, since Florida, Georgia, parts California. Of North Carolina now, and
California,
maybe Alabama,
are on fire.
I saw two fires like yesterday. Like, I guess they were house fires or whatever. We were just driving, and yeah, dude, I don't know. A couple years ago, some woman in Tucson, this like dumb ass,
set her weave on fire.
No, dude, it's Arizona. That. It's not Louisiana. There's no black people here, dude. It doesn't happen. So this woman like got lost in the forest, and she started making smoke signals, and the forest caught on fire, and she burned down like half of Arizona. It was like, are you fucking retarded? I'm like death penalty on that
smoke signals?
Bitch. Yeah, because you're lost in the middle of the forest.
So she made a fire so that like smoke signals.
Well, you know what I mean. Like she made a fire so that a helicopter would see the smoke or something if they wanted to go look for.
Wait a minute. Whoa. I think I know what happened. She was saying smoke signals, but really she was just smoking weed. You know what I'm saying? She's like, whoa, where the fuck am I?
But that was like, I was like, dude, death penalty on that bitch. She burned down like half the forest. That's like jail time.
You know when I was. Oh, no, my earphones are fine.
Oh, I don't know why you're messing.
It's something with the connection somewhere. Yeah, it might be my earphones. I don't know.
No, he got quiet on my end, too. But
yeah, okay. Me too.
Well, right now he's not talking.
Oh, my God.
Ears. So, when I lived in Arizona, I actually remember a news story, and it was actually in our neighborhood, which made it even weirder. Where a woman, this is no correlation to what you just said. It's just some stupid woman killed herself, actually. But she got drunk and fell asleep out in the sun and basically cooked herself to death.
Oh my God!
Like her flesh was cooked. She roasted like, herself. She sun
make
roasted.
Sure I don't ever do that.
She was a sun dried human.
I have a high probability of doing that. Like, because I like to get drinking. I like to get with the booze and the sun. I like them.
Like, if you guys have ever seen Vegas Vacation with Chevy Chase,
oh yeah,
they, like, oil that egg on the pavement, it happens here.
Who wants chicken? Hold on, I'm like, pausing for a second. Hold on.
Ants will not go in the fucking ant trap. Die, motherfucker.
Okay, we're back. Catch and release.
Yeah, like those little plastic...
Catch and release ants? Fuck no.
Dude, like those little plastic things.
Ants are like the only bug I would totally hotels. Kill. And roaches.
I still.
Wait, whoa, are you supposed to like? Days. Are you supposed to rip the bottom it's off hiding this thing? Somewhere.
Well, that I just think that makes it sticky.
I think.
Are you
are.
Sure?
Yes. I think that the sticky part is what actually attracts them to go in there.
Yeah. See, that's what. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Because it says peel here, but there's like four fucking directions.
Well, peel here is the direction.
No, but dude, it says peel here, but like there's no reason why. Like it doesn't. Why would you peel this?
I just told you because the ants are attracted to the sticky stuff.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what it is. Because the too. Dude, the stuff they're attracted to is inside the trap, not the sticky stuff. This is just a sticker.
I don't know that.
Wait, are you trying out a roach motel?
Yeah, that's what it is, basically. It's
get the gel. Oh my God, get the gel. Like, seriously, if you want to.
Well, dude, in 5 days, it won't matter. Get the gel. Like,
yeah, he's leaving in 5 days.
I know, right?
But we have to. No, seriously, the gel will make a difference for those 5 days.
But, like, I just. There's no food here. I don't know what the hell they're going
through. All right, we have more news. You were just eating cereal. We have more news.
Oh, well, this one is very upsetting, actually. It's a serious subject. Sorry to bring
it
up.
Oh, are we recording again? Yes. Oh, magical.
And,
is this the one that's going to make me all depressed?
Yes. So, I'm not sure if everyone's heard about this, but in Japan, particularly Tokyo, the title of how they describe it is kind of funny. But basically, there's a drop box, but it's for unwanted babies. Like when somebody.
Oh my God. Say that?
That's crazy.
But it's for unwanted babies. It's, you know, when somebody has a baby and they realize they can't take care of it or don't want a child. And it's just like how here we have like the law where somebody can drop off a baby at an emergency room.
Yeah, or the fire station.
The drop box is attached to
Yes, it's called Safe Haven.
That's what it's called.
Ours is called Safe Haven. Theirs is called Stork's Cradle.
Mm-hmm.
And
or like military death box.
No, it's attached to a hospital, and it's a nice cushy bed. And somebody
you said
gets
it's like
the
a
baby.
Bank, like a bank. Drawer.
Yes, it's like a bank slidey drawer, but it's big, and you can put the baby on it.
Wait,
and then
yeah,
somebody's
like,
on the other side.
Like,
can somebody just like walk in the hospital?
No, because like once,
they try
well,
to make
yeah,
it anonymous.
But that's how they have it. Yeah.
Is it like the night box at like a convenience store? Like you put the change
yes,
in,
it is.
And they're like, "Oh, you want some milk?" And then you like they go get the milk and they dick around the store for like a half an hour.
I think it's coming.
And then like
I know I seen it coming.
But with
yeah,
a baby,
but
do
like
you get change.
You don't get change for dropping a baby off at the drop box.
Just let her get
you
through the
push
story.
It,
I just,
yeah,
I'm trying to understand. I'm sure if I have questions, others do too.
Well, it's a really, really bad story.
No, Ryan, all of our other listeners aren't retards.
It just hurts my hands.
Some of them probably are.
Yeah, in Texas.
It's just, you know, they designed the Dropbox because they had a lot of unwanted babies. And actually, the reason why they did it is because they found a lot of deceased infants. Because people didn't want them, so they would put them in areas where they wouldn't make it.
Right, so now they can leave them in the Dropbox to die.
No, they're in the hospital.
I'm just joking. Trash. I know, but it sounds worse than like the alternative.
Which is to leave the baby in the dumpster?
Do you mean
no,
a dead
but,
baby?
No, but it sounds very.
Pones,
it turns
baby.
The human. It turns the human into an object, not a human. Like,
well,
yes, leaving them
I
in a dumpster is horrible, but putting them in a Dropbox is not fucking Blockbuster.
But putting it in a dumpster, that's what you do with
it's
trash.
It's a very large
putting
box
in a Dropbox
that
you
is
do with valuable things like milk and
for
money.
A child
it has
to
like
be
a bed
in it. It's a bed, and as soon as it gets closed, somebody is on the other side. It's not like the baby's in there forever.
Right, but like, how does that prevent more people from putting them in the dumpster when everybody knows that you can go to a hospital and you know give away
well,
a baby?
It's a new
well,
thing.
It's their thing in Japan. That's how they're doing it in Japan. It's at this one hospital.
I think it should be everywhere. I think they should have a program like this or something like that.
Yeah, because then you probably see a lot less babies outside of the prom.
Oh, God, the prom.
What? You were all thinking it. I just said it, okay?
Regardless of the Dropbox and how it's done or how horrible it sounds, whatever.
Dropbox.
The reason why what I'm bringing this up for is because a man dropped off his 3-year-old child to the Dropbox.
Holy shit.
The child is old enough to understand what's going on
that he's being
and
put in
is able to talk and was actually quoted as saying, "I came with daddy." I mean, the child understands that his father dropped him off somewhere where he's not wanted.
That's awful.
So now Japan's all... Basically, the people in Japan are pissed off at this kid's dad because he did this to the child, and they feel that the child is obviously going to be traumatized. And also, they don't want people repeating that, dropping off older children when it's intended for newborns.
Right, and that's different because that's like child abandonment.
Yes, it is.
That's not... I mean, they can easily find him, I'm sure, because I'm sure he had medical records and stuff.
It says right in the article, he's on tape. Holding his child's hand and putting him in the box.
And the kid said his name. The kid knew his name.
The kid knew his name and everything.
Oh my God,
dude, that's like,
yeah.
I don't know.
The kid was 3 years old.
Three.
I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, that's bad, but I don't know how I feel about the whole thing. I think people need to stop having so many kids.
Yes, they should.
There's already enough people on the fucking earth, and there's already tons of children who don't have parents or people to care for them.
Exactly, but that's the point. That's why they have these places now. So people who want babies can adopt the babies, and the people who don't want them won't have them.
Herb and I are going to adopt Japanese or Chinese babies.
Little girl.
A boy and a girl.
Okay, so a lighter subject, but also involving a baby.
Well, I'm tired of this abortion crap, too. I definitely support abortion. It's a choice if you can't do it or whatever, but to me it's like it should only happen once per person.
It's not a method of birth control.
Right, and too many fucking bitches use it for that, and that is like annoying. I work with a girl who's on like her second or third, and it's like, you are a slutty bitch. Die, motherfucker.
I agree with that. I totally agree with Steffi.
I
agree with you. It is not a form of birth control.
I just like don't see and I excuse me if this sounds morbid, but I just don't see like a reason. Like, this girl is like drug addict, drunk, like younger than me and is already on her second abortion, and it's like, dude, what are you here for? Like, I don't mean to be like death patrol, like death penalty patrol, like go out and kill people who don't, you know, who don't serve a purpose.
I think people like her should be fixed.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, right. if you're not gonna serve a purpose, then you need to definitely not bring anybody else in this world.
What?
She doesn't do anything. Like, what does she do? Like,
oh, God, what the fuck?
Would you
stop fiddling with shit? Listen. You touch the thing, nothing happened. I touch the thing, and it fucking freaks the fuck out. I don't understand that. I got special powers, okay?
Dude, I am the same way. Whenever I get out of my car, when I touch the door, close it, it shocks me. It happens to nobody else except for me.
It's just only me. My hands land. Oh, my God. I am, like, dying here. There's too many conversations. I feel like a listener.
Well, okay. Quit having secret ones.
Oh.
We're not. Like, you can hear all of them. All right, Missy, go ahead with the news. We have like 10 minutes left.
Ooh. Oh, wow, already?
Yeah, so we didn't even get to cover the stuff we want.
Oh. So the other article, which is a lighter subject, kind of funny, and it also involves a baby. Basically.
That was very specific. The other subject, kind of funny. Sort of tall, also involving a baby.
So apparently, Bubba Ludwig,
African American.
Actually, no, he's white. Oh. Bubba Ludwig can't walk, talk, or open the refrigerator door, but he does have his very own Illinois gun permit.
Of course.
The 10-month-old, whose given name is Howard David Ludwig, was issued a firearm owner's identification card after his father, Howard Ludwig, paid the $5 fee and filled out the application, not expecting to actually get one.
He's like, we gotta start shooting early and kill them black people. them colored folks.
Isn't Illinois the first place where slavery was, like, free or something? Abolished. That's where Abraham Lincoln's from, right?
Yeah, but that means the government set it free. That doesn't mean the people are free.
Oh, Jess.
Hello.
So the
dude, I need to say something about that, too, right after this. Go ahead.
Okay. The card lists the baby's height as 2'3", weight 20 pounds, and has a scribble where the signature should be. With some exceptions, the cards are required of any Illinois residents purchasing or possessing firearms or ammunition within the state. There are no age restrictions on the cards, an official said. Illinois State Police oversee the application process. Their purpose, said Lieutenant Scott Compton, is to keep guns out of the hands of convicted felons, those under an order of protection, and those convicted of domestic violence. Does a 10-month-old need an FOID card? No. But there are no restrictions under the act regarding age applicants, he said. Ludwig, 30, of Chicago, applied for the card after his own father bought Bubba a 12-gauge Beretta shotgun as a gift. The weapon will probably be kept at Ludwig's father's house until the boy is at least 14.
Probably.
Probably. You never know. We might lose track of it.
Bubba's grandpa bought a 10-month-old a 12-gauge shotgun.
That probably weighs more than...
And Bubba's dad got him a gun permit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That kid's going to be the next Charlton Heston.
Dude, I feel bad, man, because Charlton Heston was like an awesome actor, but now he's just like, dude,
a crazy loser. Old belligerent,
it's like,
drunk,
what are you doing, man?
Firearm toter.
Damn NRA.
Yeah, he has anyway, a gun rack on his back.
Speaking of black people, this is like really bad, but like me and my friend have to like stop this. I'm stopping. I don't like the word nigger. I don't like it at all. It's bad. It's only, I will say that it is only bad because we make it bad, just like fuck and shit and ass and cunt, all that, but it's not nice, you know? But there's this scene in that movie American History X that is just like, it's just so funny. It cracks me up. It's
Wait,
like so
funny. I never thought that.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever watched that movie and been like, this is a laugh riot.
Dude, no, it's just so funny because it's like, you know, these actors who are saying all this horrible racial shit is like, it's like, you know, after they made this movie, they were walking the streets all like careful with like an extra gun on them or something, you know, because the people that they portray in the movie are like very, very prejudiced, very violently, you know, aggressive people. Right, and there's this point where the dad is like talking to Edward Norton's character when he's younger, and he's like, "What is this? what is this native son book that you're reading? Why, what happened to, like, Huckleberry Finn and you know, and blah, 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 and all these American books? Why do we have to have black books? He's like, it's bullshit, Derek. It's nigger bullshit. And I don't know why, but the way he says it, and it's he's so serious. Like, his eyes, I mean, it's like serious as fuck. But I couldn't stop laughing. It's, like, the funniest thing ever. And for some reason, that has, like, caught on with me and my friend. When stuff happens, we're like, oh, it's nigger bullshit. And it's, like, not, it's bad, because I need to stop. But I thought I would talk about this.
Polk County.
Well, yeah. Plus, I'm you know, I'm from there, so I know. But I told my friend, because he's, like, he's from here, and he's been around, like, all white people his whole life, because that's Arizona. And I was like, dude, you need to stop. It's just, maybe when I'm just around or something. But I thought I would talk about this, because I wanted to ask, you know, listeners, even though I know they won't respond. But I figured out
well, maybe
guys.
If Misty asks, they'll respond.
Yeah, maybe if you should use your feminine
damn.
Charm, you can bring down people like Captain Kirk, man.
Please respond to whatever Herb's gonna ask.
So I wanted
to
know.
I totally don't
know,
like that word, and like people that use it, I just
yeah. Dude,
even in
like,
joking, I don't even like it. Joking, I think it's inappropriate.
So I wanted to ask white people, black people, you know. Latino, whoever. I wanted to ask, does anybody, I mean, you know, I pretty much, I'm pretty sure I could probably answer this myself, but is there, you know, do you guys have any, like, running jokes that are kind of racial that only you and your friends know that you don't really believe in, you don't take seriously, but it's just something funny? I mean, you know, I know I'm not, like, the only person who finds that funny. That's, like, hilarious. It's not that the word nigger is hilarious, or that the meaning behind it, or the history, it's that the way they say it in the movie, it's like so fucking dead serious, it's like they're talking about a heart attack. You know, he's like, it's just, it's funny, and if I was the actor in that movie, I would be like scared to death. After the movie came out in theaters, like walking around the street, and you know, people, hey, that's the guy, that's a nigger bullshit, oh my god! You know, like, come after him with drive-bys and shit, like, I don't know, I just, it's funny, but it's like, I just want to know if anybody else, like, not if anybody else has the same humor as I do, because it's not always the case, but I don't know, you know, do racial jokes kind of run in anybody else's comedy or group of friends? I mean, does that happen or what?
I don't have anything like that.
I mean, you know, have you ever,
I mean, anything like that, but I'm sure it happens. I mean,
I don't know, my dad's really racist.
Yeah, so was my dad. It was really annoying. And really homophobic too. It was like really annoying.
Oh, we have a update.
Breaking news. It's breaking.
Ouch.
So Ryan has an uncle.
Yes.
That lives did you say he lives in the DC area?
He lives outside DC, far enough away to where he doesn't have to deal with like DC. But close enough to where he hears about D.C.
What?
He lives far enough out to where he doesn't have to deal with the bullshit.
Fredericksburg or somewhere like that.
I don't know. I don't remember where. But
okay,
that
well,
sounds
anyway.
About right.
And I'm sure that listeners and Herb remember me talking about the asshole who was suing the little Chinese family.
Oh yeah,
regarding his pants. And Ryan informed us via his uncle that the guy is actually going to be disbarred.
What does that mean?
Yeah, he was.
That means he's going
to
not gonna be able to be an attorney.
He actually did become a federal judge and is going to be disbarred because of his mental issues.
Yeah,
apparently, dude, that's like exactly the same thing as that guy who it was like 2 months after the Nintendo Wii came out, and he like threw the controller because you know you don't like hold on, you hold on to it, but you like move it. So he threw it into his television and broke this like huge 75-inch plasma screen TV and tried to sue Nintendo for faulty controllers.
A lot of people did that. That's why
it was like
have...
it was like what do you?
Yeah, but this guy was retarded.
Yeah, but like the
I mean, he
should have
just took
that,
the $3,000 and
doing
left.
It wrong.
Yeah.
They're, like, doing it way too fucking hard.
No, I understand that, but that's why whenever you play the Wii now or you play a Wii game, the first thing that it does, like, before you play anything, is make sure the wrist strap is fastened securely.
Dude, it said that
I never
was even
put that fucking wrist strap on.
Me neither, but, I mean, they have to do that so that they can. Because
I don't have sweaty palms like those.
You never play with a strap on?
No, I never play with a strap on. Like,
No, he's got the he's got the kung fu grip. He's got the G.I. Joe grip.
Yes, kung fu grip.
No, but you know, it's the same thing. I mean, people trying to sue for ridiculous things, it's like, it's more and more of this is happening in not only American, but just human culture. It's like, people just can't look at what they're doing, like, at themselves and just, like, recognize shit and shut the fuck up and own up to things. You know, they have to, like, blame it on somebody.
Yeah,
and,
they do.
And, you know, I mean, it's not like it's new. I mean, just like what I was talking about, people, oh, well, this is happening because minorities and black people, and it's like, dude,
wait,
shit happens because shit happens. No,
I think,
man.
I missed something.
He's just saying in general.
In general, everybody wants to blame something for their stupid-ass errors, and to me, I think it'd be, you know, I like this show because it's like, I sort of got it to be like a motto of Foul Monkeys. If you're not going to laugh at the stupid shit you did, then we're going to laugh at, we're going to do it for you. It's okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
It's actually a good
one. So, yeah. Everyone.
So anyway, I hope that guy gets, he's disbarred. Well, I hope he gets, like, anal rape, too. Why not?
I hope he gets that's to, like,
not so
like,
bad.
Like, by, like, very stereotypical Chinese people. Like, I want stereotypical, like, Chinese impersonators to come up
your,
and be like, do you want the egg roll? You want those so Chinese people? I shove egg roll up your ass, you fool! No, you die!
You know, like, I stab you with chopstick.
First he's that's doing bigger, and then he's doing a very cliche Chinese accent.
Well, that's the point. They're going to...
And then the Haitians. What's going on?
Oh, yeah.
I can't do a Haitian.
That was bad.
But I can do Sean Paul. I'm just joking.
Sean DePaul.
No, it's Sean DePaul. No, Shaggy's the funny one. Shaggy's like a regular black American guy. But when he sings, and it's like...
Sean
DePaul's but when he talks,
from
it's like, hey,
Canada.
Is he?
Yeah, he's from, like, Ottawa.
Well, that's French-Canadian.
No.
But it's not Jamaican.
Yeah,
it's like DJ Poser.
So, if anybody has any issues regarding anything that Herb has ever said about a certain nationality, just put
please
in your subject
him.
Line what it's regarding when you send it to Foul Monkeys.
Please
thank you.
Send to Herb. Forward to Herb.
Shut up.
So, I want to remind what?
So, you know... If you just tuned in like 2 seconds ago, no, I'm not a racist. And yes, I love all different kinds of people. Yeah, my friend Vicky told me the other day that I'm like a white Chris Rock. I'm like, dude, Chris Rock is white. What are you talking about? But, you know, I have no problem with everybody. It's all about respect. I just think certain things are funny because nowadays, words like the N-word or whatever, it's like they only... still exist because people keep saying them. Everybody keeps saying it, so it's like, dude, if you guys just shut the fuck up, then nobody would use it anymore, and it wouldn't matter. Like, fuck, you know, if we all just said fuck on TV, then it wouldn't be a big deal, and, you know, you could go to church and say fuck. Nobody would care.
All right.
So, yeah.
We're, like, down to, like, 4 minutes, so we gotta quit. I want to remind everyone to call in about the 100th episode.
Mm-hmm.
206-984-FOUL. Please send us, or you can email us a message and we'll read it. But it's 100 episodes. That's a long time. That's a lot of hard work that I've put into the show and everyone else.
Florida and show us a good time.
Or that.
Yeah.
Unless you're the two guys.
Hey,
in
if anybody
Houston.
Out there has like a straight brother who digs the big chick, send him my way. You know, let's not just like, or bi. I don't care.
A straight
as long as
brother,
it has a penis.
A straight, like a straight brother. Is
no,
that a
like a brother, like somebody related to them.
Okay, yeah. Just making sure because we were just talking about nigger bullshit. So.
Although not to be cliche, but you might have a little more luck. They all.
Yes, I know this. Brothers. I know this.
You know this, man.
So I want to invite everybody to go to the website www.foulmonkeys.com.
Dude, what happened to Chris Tucker, man? He was cool.
And email it.
No,
I'm trying to end the show.
Remember that? You know
we
this,
we have 3 minutes.
Man.
I need to end it.
I'm fucking done with Chris
Tucker. I'm kind of bitchy tonight.
I know,
we're gonna
damn.
Have, I don't you even think I'm going to post this show.
He's
oh
all,
my
he's
God.
All,
after
he's wound
all
up.
Of that.
Baby, are you wound up? Do you need some loving? You need some hurry.
Make sure you call 206-984-FOUL. Visit our MySpace page because Misty's wonderful and she's doing good things. And
do you need...
No, I don't need anything. I need to close the show.
Oh, you need some white boy with a black
No, I need to close the show.
Okay. Would you rather have sex with a 2 foot tall person or a 9 foot tall person?
9 foot tall.
Nine foot tall.
After everybody answers, we're ending. Okay. This is Ricky.
What's Herb?
Ryan.
Stephanie.
And Misty.
Mysterio.
Bye, people. Mysterio.
Bye.
Ricky, it's Roy, a.k.a. Excalibur from Excalibur's Brutally Honest Reviews and Fair Podcast. Dude, the name of the show is Excalibur's Brutally Honest Reviews. Dude, you're fucking up, man. Who the hell do you think you are? Drew Domkus from the Don and Drew Show? Anyway, take care, man. Good show. Talk to you later. Bye.